This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And let's drip down over here and see if we've got Kyle Warren on the telephone line. Good morning, Kyle Warren. All right, they got to do this a little differently here. Okay, here we go. All right, good morning, Kyle Warren. How you doing? All right, we don't have Kyle on the phone. So I'm going to say the pledge by myself, and then we'll go from there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Now, my goodness, the president tonight, I'm telling you, he really hit a home run tonight in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I know, Kyle, you can hear me on that side. I'm going to flip you over here and see if you can hear me on this side. Are you there, Kyle? All right, you're not there, so you can hear me on that side. All right. We'll have to get that fixed in a minute. But the president in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I mean to tell you, he was on fire. He not only went after Joe Biden, I mean, was full attack mode, but he also managed to go over against Ilhan Omar. Now, that, to me, showed a little bit of intensity, because he said, how could the good people of Minnesota possibly elect Ilhan Omar to the Congress of the United States? And I don't know. I don't really know. But I'll tell you what. I think he struck a nerve there, because it was a very energetic crowd. There were a lot of people that were happy as a lark about the fact that he was there. The police officers were honored. They had the red shirts. There was, I don't know, thousands of red shirts in the crowd supporting the police officers. And it was all something that was just unbelievably just fantastic from where I was sitting. And I was able to watch it on a computer because our TV wasn't working here at the station at the time. But I did have it on the internet, so I was able to watch it on my little computer here. I'll get it right in a minute. My little tablet. There we go. And it was coming in very good, and I was able to see most of what was said. But it was just, again, an unbelievable night. An unbelievable night. And I am sure that this is going to go down as one of the best ones that he's done yet, because, again, the president was in rare form tonight, and he just absolutely flat out struck a home run, a grand slam home run with that speech in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And again, one of the things that you can take to the bank when it comes to Donald Trump, and I think he said it, Donald Trump rallies are never boring. he says, are you having fun? We have fun at these rallies. And yeah, they do. They have fun at the rallies. But the fact of the matter is, it's another unbelievable circumstance. And even my buddy Kyle Warren understands what it's all like about that. You there, Kyle? Okay, I hear you breathing on the phone. All right, we'll have to figure this out during the break when I go to the break, what's going on here. But anyway, and by the way, I've got a short clip right here. Let's see what this sounds like. Where are we here? There we are. All right. All right, here we go. Nope, that's not it. That's not working either. Okay, well, okay. We'll figure this out in a minute. There we go. Now I got it. All right, let's hear what little old Mika had to say.
You know, Willie, guys, I've got to say, there's a reason we pay John Meacham the big bucks. You just had a beautiful, eloquent dissertation on John Marshall.
Yeah.
Edmund Burke.
And Burger King.
Each way to the big 3N. By the way, Willie, you and I, we are the 58% that say, let's all go to Burger King.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Yeah, or what's the one that does
what could
the
be better?
Is that Burger King?
That's Burger King, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Delicious.
Welcome to America, Mika. This is your country.
Okay.
How does she not know what a Whopper is?
Good never Lord. Had one.
They're charcoal broiled. Come on.
Special orders on the
site. All right. Phil, yeah. Phil had a morning Joe.
No.
Am I being mocked for not being
Hold the pickle, hold the letter.
All right. I can end this, Alex.
Now, the reason I play that is because this is how ridiculous the mainstream progressive left liberal socialist communist media has gotten. Morning Joe talking about Mika didn't know what a Burger King Whopper was. I mean, and holy smokes. I mean, there's enough news out there, good, solid news, if you want to go looking for it, which we'll be doing here during the course of the evening, because there's plenty of stuff going on. And I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at the headlines. And again, the headline out of Minnesota tonight, Minneapolis, is Trump hits back. And here's another one, Trump pounces. And here's another one, President seizes on explosive story alleging Biden has ties to whistleblower, chaos outside the rally. By the way, Antifa did attack some of the supporters that were coming in. Antifa got involved, and the police got involved, too. So that wasn't a pretty sight. But I'll tell you what, they're messing with the wrong people up there in Minnesota. They're messing with the wrong people at a Trump rally. And Antifa and all those people, you're on notice. Your days are numbered. They know who you are. And believe me, they're coming after you. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All of the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Kyle Warren. We got him hanging on the line here. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain of any type, I got a solution for you. It's called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, I've got arthritis, and I've been taking this stuff for about 3.5 years now, and it works. Quite simply put, it works. It's all natural. You don't need to worry about any narcotics or anything like that in it. $19.95 is a 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, plus shipping and handling. It takes about 3 to 5 days to get to you. But you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And I'm telling you, after 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it works or not. Now, about 80% of the people that order this stay with it because it works. It's that simple. And loading yourself up with a bunch of Aleve or ibuprofen or whatever, you know, Tylenol, et cetera, et cetera, it encourages internal bleeding. Don't believe me? Go ask a doctor, because it happened to me. So there you go. But and I was taking some narcotics before that, Mobic and Flexeril, and I started to have side effects, and I got off it. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, let's try this again. I'm going to try for Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Mr. Kyle, are you there?
Hey, Captain.
Yay. There you go. All right. Well, we got Kyle there. Okay, very good. So here's what I'm going to do, Kyle. The president was in Minnesota last night, and a bang-up job by the president. Now, what did you see that you want to tell the people?
Well, first myself, Captain, I think that, you know, obviously this is another, you know, huge Trump rally. You had literally some 20,000 people in attendance. You had thousands outside. You had many thousands, maybe even 100,000 people who wanted to come to the rally. And we saw, of course, I think tonight the president completely in control, not fazed by this impeachment thing, because he understands, and as I think so many in attendance there understand, that this is another sort of political war against the president. This isn't a legitimate type of thing that we see happening. And I think the president was totally in his element. And, you know, he talked about all these, the Russian hoax and these kinds of things. So really, what I think we saw tonight, Captain, is we see that no matter what the swamp tries to do, it seems to make Trump stronger. And I think it was quite evident tonight.
Well, Kyle, one of the things that I can honestly say, and I don't know what took place outside the arena, but it appears that some Antifa folks attacked some of the folks that were attending the event. Do you know of any injuries or anything like that? Because I wasn't able to find out before airtime.
I don't have any updated information on that. It's unfortunate, of course, because this is exactly the kind of thing that that Antifa wants to do. They want to come out where people are just expressing their own ability to attend a political rally nonviolently, but of course this is what we've seen. So as soon as we do have information on that, we'll bring it here on the program.
Now, what we were told, and there's another headline here coming out from another news source, says, anarchy in Minnesota, protested Trump rally, sickens my stomach, says one GOP Senator Tom Cotton.
Well, right, exactly. And unfortunately, I think that we have, you know, such a total, disparity now in our country, between people who just don't understand that really what we're fighting for at the very heart of all this is truly the very heart and soul of our country. People try to divide us, and Trump, even though, he's being seen or being tried to be portrayed as divisive, he's actually talking about the things that the core of the American public really cares about, regardless of skin color or any of these kinds of divisions that are sort of foisted upon us. He's talking about the things that actually make America go, that create jobs, that allow us to live the American dream.
Now, the other thing is this impeachment nonsense is starting to really rile some people. I think we're seeing it. I think we're hearing it more. People have had enough. They realize that this is a witch hunt. They realize that they've been talking about impeaching this president since before he became president, and that's actually a fact. When he was running, they said, well, we're going to have to impeach him. He's never going to make it through his first term, and all the other stuff that started after he got elected. But people are just sick of this, Kyle. Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing around the country?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things I really think is going to be a problem for the Democrats, Captain, is that they went the resistance route. They didn't try to do anything where they could help claim success or claim a credit for successes and simply try to run a 2020 campaign that would capitalize on those things. And they have decided to run their party into the ground and pretty much are going to be handing Donald Trump a major victory, I believe.
And, folks, we're talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we do just about every night during the weekend, the 6 days around the week. But we had, of course, Wayne Allen Root on last night. Now, Kyle, there's a report coming out here from Fox News that newly declassified court documents reveal that the FBI and the FISA violations by the FBI and targeting Americans were rampant. I don't know where this is going to go. What say you?
Well, again, as I was saying before, you know, things that go to the very core of what our society, what our country is about. And one of those things, of course, is the ability to be free from being spied on or having false accusations made against you, and then people are trying to either gather information or bring up false charges against you. And as we see what happened with these FISA documents, with these literally lying to the FISA court in order to start spying on American citizens, that's disgusting. That sickens the stomach, I think, of every freedom-loving American.
By the way, Kyle, where's Hunter?
Well, that's a hashtag, where's Hunter? You know, Captain, I think, obviously, this whole thing with the Bidens, you can't tell me that if there was no there, they'd have Hunter Biden on every single morning talk show. He'd be on CNN 24/7. They would be absolutely parading him around and bashing Trump with him all the time. But he's sort of gone to ground, it looks like.
Now, there's a report from Town Hall that many senators are following up with the DOJ on whatever happened to the criminal referrals that were made for the people who lied about Judge Kavanaugh.
That's exactly right, Captain. And they've given the Justice Department, Attorney General Barr, essentially until October the 21st to respond, to give updates on what's happening to the people involved with the Kavanaugh, going after Kavanaugh and the hearings and so forth, bringing up these sort of false accusations. And really, what's so important about this is that for the next confirmation hearing or for the next whatever in American society and politics, people have to be held accountable for doing things that aren't on the up and up, and that's what they're looking to make sure happens.
Now, I'm going to tease this because we don't have enough time to get it in before the break, but there is a major story that's come out now about Joe Biden, who was also paid some $900,000 from a lobbying fee from a Ukrainian energy company about 6 years prior to this Hunter Biden stuff that's coming out. And this is just absolutely mind-blowing. And then on top of that, it's reported that old Daddy-O got himself about $6.5 million from the Ukrainian government because that was his turf that he was supposed to be patrolling.
That's right. Yeah, we're finding out that Biden was paid for lobbying activities, and so you can't tell us, Captain, or they can't tell us that Joe Biden, never has talked about any of these kinds of things with his son, who was on the board of Burisma, when Joe Biden is lobbying for Burisma later on. This is huge.
Yeah, and folks, in case you haven't heard this, it's absolutely true. And my conversation with Kyle Warren last night, he said that, well, we'll get into this again. I'm just going to tease this a little bit because we're coming right up on this break, and I'm just watching my clock real quick. But the money that was being funneled may have been going into, you ready for this? May have been going into the Clinton Foundation, because Biden and one of the deals that he had going, one of the companies he had going, was a major contributor to the Clinton Foundation, and we're talking about millions of dollars that may have found its way into Hillary's Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and this is unbelievable. And Kyle, you hang on there, because we're going to be coming right back right after these messages. I'm telling you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Unbelievable set of circumstances we got going on right now. Graft, corruption, money, he said, she said, it's all there, and it's all pointing at the Democrats.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He praises police officers and invites members on stage. And he tells the crowd the only reason Joe Biden was a good vice president is that he kissed Obama's A, as in behind. The president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice. And they want to erase your future.
The president's son, Eric Trump, at the rally, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Find out more about them by going to GEICO Online. That's GEICO.com. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including moi, your humble talk show host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, not just the car or the truck that you drive, but also, pardon me, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, why heck, even your Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and snowmobile too. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO insurance agency. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Alrighty, well, you hang on there, because here's what we're going to do. The real Ukraine scandal, ladies and gentlemen, leads right straight to the Clinton Foundation. Now, hear me out, and I'll explain. Donald Trump is not getting thrown out of office, not with this remarkable record of economic success he's had for the average American worker. Not going to happen with 63 million Trump voters. They'll ensure that never happens. And we, the people, have got the back of our president, Donald Trump. Now, President Trump right now has the highest approval rating amongst Republicans in history. It's 85% to 95%, depending on what polls you look at. And nobody is going to impeach this president with that kind of number behind him. Now, let's discuss why this is all happening, folks. It's pretty simple. Trump touched the third rail of the Democratic deep state D.C. swamp politics. He asked Ukraine's president to investigate the massive Democratic corruption and the theft of taxpayer money. And suddenly alarm bells went off at the DNC. Now, I believe Donald Trump is about to expose the biggest scandal in U.S. political history, and that is that he's about to put powerful people in prison. Trump is about to destroy the Democratic Party and expose the deep state, because it was all hands on deck when it came to them going after the president. President Trump had to be framed and destroyed. Enter into the mix Joe Biden. Phew! And the Democratic Party wanted an old white guy as a nominee anyway, especially Obama. In order to frame Trump, Biden had to be sacrificed. And in my opinion, the secondhand whistleblower was meant to kill two birds with one stone, Trump and Biden. Biden is the Democrats' fall guy. Now, enter into the mix what Kyle and I are going to talk about. When Joe Biden was a senator, he got a payment from the Ukraine as a lobbyist when he was a senator. Of $900,000. Now, Kyle, you take it from there.
Well, that's right, Captain. What we understand is that Joe Biden was paid the $900,000, and he was lobbying on behalf of Burisma. Now, if that sounds familiar to the listeners, that's because that's the Ukrainian energy company that Hunter Biden became a board member for and then was paid. First, we heard $50,000 a month. Now we understand it's up well above that, over $100,000, maybe $150,000 or so a month effectively. Mm-hmm. in order to do what? And what qualifications does Hunter Biden have to sit on the board of such an energy company? Now, also, I think it's important to note, Captain, that in the country of Ukraine, people there aren't making gobs of money. It's very, very difficult, and people are struggling in Ukraine, and here comes someone who can make that kind of money per month. It's just really unbelievable. But the thing is, Hunter Biden, or I should say Joe Biden, says he never discusses business with his son, but yet now we know he lobbied on their behalf as well. Interesting.
And we're talking millions of dollars over about an 8 or 9 year period. We're talking about as much as $6 to $9 million between the two of them from the Ukraine, between the father and between the son. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that doesn't take any consideration China, because then Hunter Biden hopped on Air Force Two, flew over with Daddy-O to China, along with John Kerry's son-in-law, and between the two of them, they managed to come up with a cool $1.5 billion investment by China for them to invest in the United States.
Exactly right. And, Captain, what we've heard from various commentators and so forth, that you know, how hard would it be to try to get any money out of China, to try to just go over and do some deal. You know, top investors, top Wall Street people, they wouldn't have a ghost of a chance, really, at doing what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden seem to be able to do quite easily. And that is nothing if not a red flag. At the very least, there should be some kind of reasonable explanation for this. But again, I think we're almost coining this phrase on the program tonight, hashtag where's Hunter? So we could ask him.
Yeah, and then Hunter, who managed to somehow or another become a naval officer, again, thanks to Daddy-O, probably, became a naval officer, and then almost as fast as he became a naval officer, he failed the drug test, and rather than locking him up and throwing him in the brig, which is what they would have done with anybody else, they gave him a discharge and released him from the Navy.
Exactly right. And these kinds of things, and I understand people have issues, and I understand that entirely, but at least in this case, it can go to character, it can go to, again, trying to figure out, you know, it's a great gig if you can get a captain. I don't know how we can get a gig making over $100,000 a month from some foreign energy company, but of course, our last name isn't Biden, so I guess not.
Now, Pocahontas, according to the Washington Post, is a bit upset because she believes that them accusing her of lying about different things, by them I mean the Republicans and other people, accusing Elizabeth Warren of lying is just a horrible smear.
Well, sure. Well, see, it again, see, this is the thing, because at least at this point, Elizabeth Warren is doing better in the polls and so forth. Whether or not she's really a viable general election candidate, that's a whole other debate. But this is goes to the idea, Captain, that again, they're not going to actually really try to run down actual stories about the Democrats, or they're going to try to frame it in such a way. I mean, they accuse Fox News or others of trying to frame stories well for the president, but this really sort of takes the cake. And the kind of thing that we're looking at here, and this is just a silly sort of example, but if Barack Obama had taken a match and burned down the White House, the liberal media headline would read something like, Barack Obama launches White House renewal project. You know, it just they would never actually try to report the real stuff.
All right, well, very quickly, Rudy Giuliani had a couple of people that he was somehow or another associated with were arrested trying to flee the U.S. on some sort of nonsense that happened, again, pertaining to the Ukraine. You got about 30 seconds, and I want to ask you a follow-up.
That's right. Yeah, they're under arrest evidently for funneling money through into the United States in violation of the federal election law and so forth. And so, of course, the big tie is that they were also giving information apparently in a separate matter, of course, to Rudy Giuliani.
Now, here's the last story that I want to discuss. ICE reportedly has 1,000 false families that were detected through at the border through the DNA tests that were done. 1,000 families that weren't families at all.
Don't you think, Captain, that the Democrats in Congress who go on and on about their, superior human rights, ideology and so forth, that they're somehow they're better than all of us, they would want to know, are these kids being exploited to get people across the border? We got to protect the kids, and I'm appalled that the Democrats aren't leading the charge on that.
And this is the child abuse, the child slavery, the child whatever that's going on there, that they find 1,000, quote, families, end of quote, that aren't families at all, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now, Kyle, tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. And, Kyle, we'll talk to you on the weekend show tonight, so you have yourself a great night, rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tonight on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we are going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, again, we've got some really serious winter weather going on out there in a major part of the Midwest, the upper Midwest and the Great Plains, the Central Plains tonight. And if you don't have to go in certain areas up in there, you might not want to be traveling because when we get into telling you what's going on, it's not pretty, not pretty at all. And it's just another example of what happens when the snow flies and it's flying, and so's the ice, and so's the freezing rain, and so's the sleet. It's all out there tonight. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right. Well, Kathy, you tell them how to get a hold of us. We're going to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time he's bound to watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes.
in Atlanta. And there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, chasing the bandit and frog, and don't forget the sheriff is chasing them all down the highway. And by the way, that's coming back in the form of a new movie here in the not-too-distant future. Don't know who the characters are going to be, the new characters, but it ought to be interesting. All right, this is the Trucker Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your local Flying J and Pilot Travel Center. Make sure you stop by, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. And if you got one of those nice travel mugs, it's called refill on the sodas and all that if you want one of them. Now, we have got significant hazards for three areas of the United States tonight, and I mean we've got some big-time bad weather out there. Let's start with the significant hazards expected. For first of all, way out west, you've got an extreme fire weather danger across Southern California due to very dry conditions and strong winds. Also, you've got heavy wet snow and or heavy snow, North Dakota, blizzard conditions, South Dakota, blizzard conditions, I-94, I-90, I-29. Holy smokes, guys and gals, be careful up there. It is not a good night to be on the highways up in North or South Dakota. Well, this is coming, of course, from that low pressure system that's been slowly working its way across the U.S. of A out of the Rockies. Now, finally, a coastal storm continues to produce heavy rain, gusty winds, and coastal hazards for parts of New England and the Northeast right now, all the way from the Chesapeake Bay on up into Maine right now, all along the coastline there. You got rain, you got wind, you got heavy seas, you got the whole nine yards going up and down through there. But let me start over where the big snow is. North Dakota, you got problems, real problems. Blizzard conditions there. I-29, I-90 going across, I-94 going across, I-90, down in South Dakota, we'll get that right. Down in South Dakota, you got big problems there. Same with I-29 there. Again, blizzard and or snow, winter driving conditions through most of the state. Now, when you drop down into Nebraska tonight, you've got some snow in the northwestern corner of Nebraska over towards Wyoming. You've got some snow flurries in the central upper part north of Lincoln, Nebraska there. And then you've got a freeze warning, a solid freeze warning with temperatures in the mid to lower 20s from Nebraska down to Arkansas, down to Oklahoma. And even all the way down into Texas, you've got a freeze and frost advisory down into Lubbock, into the eastern part of New Mexico. You've got the same thing going on in the mountains of Arizona tonight with some flurries in the area. You've got some scattered flurries in the mountains of Oregon tonight. And, of course, those very dry conditions out in California. Now, believe it or not, there is, of all things to have happen, freezing rain up in front of this front, which is finding its way in some areas into Michigan, parts of Wisconsin, parts of Iowa, parts of Missouri, the eastern parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas, and it even reaches down into the northern part of northeastern part of Texas, and there is a severe thunderstorm watch and warning, which what could be, there could be a tornado in a couple of these things off to the eastern part, southeastern part of Oklahoma moving to the east, and in the Dallas Metroplex area moving to the east and the northeast tonight. So be careful and keep your eyes out. And then again, as I said, you got the other conditions there on the East Coast. And by the way, Florida's not out of the soup yet either, because from Daytona north on up to Jacksonville, you definitely got some areas of rain there. And Catwoman and Road Dog are chiming in saying almost to the storm. Okay, well, you can see it up there. You're almost to the storm in Illinois. Okay, they're up in Illinois is where they're at. And yeah, there's some rain up in Illinois for sure. I can see it right here. And be careful, you guys, because this looks like it's going to be one of those nights out there in the highways. All right, and finally, before I get to my caller that's been waiting patiently on the telephone line, The Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, those truck stops have been around for a while, but the Pilots have become very, very nice to stop at, and they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So stop on by and see what I'm talking about. You're apt to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, could be a Dairy Queen, could be a Denny's, could be a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, maybe even a Wendy's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, too, or a full-service breakfast, lunch, and dinner Dunkin' Donuts. How do you like that? You didn't know they had them, did you? Well, they do. All right, and now we've got a stranger from the long-lost past here that's suddenly shown up on the telephone line. It's Picasso. Mr. Picasso, what's up?
Yes, but I still remain your friend from now and into the future, I hope.
Okay, what's going on?
Great to hear you.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I heard you the last couple of days. I've been watching the news from the Mideast, the great thing about the Internet web. Watching Turkey's television, BBC, Russian television. I don't think he made a mistake with pulling out after I heard through 3 days of reports from, even at least to get some news from Al Jazeera. There's no news flowing over here about what's going on. I don't think he had much of a choice. He only had a couple of hundred troops, possibly as many as 800 to 900 there, right?
Well, we had 1,000, actually, to be honest with you. We had 1,000, and then after we had moved a lot of them out, we had 50 advisors that were left advising the frontline Kurd forces that were there. But their job was over. I mean, their job was over.
Yeah, and the Turkish forces have been talking about coming in for 6 months. Turkey may not be a friend, but at least they're not an enemy. I understand that, but we haven't fought against them. And they may be one of the last peoples. And, yes, maybe we'll have to go back at some point in time. But I don't know. I agree with him. I think the statement's true. I was told in 1984 when I started studying this that it was a quagmire. I was told by a real intelligent Arab leader one time at a table in a kibbutz in Israel, hey, listen, you don't understand. Once you get in, it's a quagmire. You never get out. We're $8 billion into it. We haven't accomplished anything. We could have killed the people we needed to kill in a couple of months or at least a couple of years, not 2 decades.
Well, that's all true, Picasso. And the thing of it is we were slowed up the 8 years of Barack Obama, what we had done under George W. Bush, which was full speed ahead, damn the torpedoes. That all got dried up when Barack Obama came along and he tried a kinder, gentler approach.
Well, I only have one thing to say in defense of the president, at least it comes out obvious. He was on fire tonight in Minnesota. But you watch the tape of what he says at the end, and he's talking from his heart about going to the airport and watching the caskets come off and speaking about the parents. I don't know about you, but it slowed me down and brought emotions to my eyes.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've been on that sort of detail before where I've been a part of the honor guard meeting a plane or meeting a helicopter or whatever the situation was, and it's a very somber task, and everybody's got a few tears in their eyes, but you understand that you're honoring one of your own, and we don't leave anyone behind.
I understand that. I understood that before I called. That's why I called to shoot my big mouth off at you. Anyway, I hope to see you out. You still hanging out on Tuesdays?
Yeah, I'm over at the Mission Barbecue on Waters on Tuesdays.
I'll find you. Good to talk to you, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. And that's Picasso, and we appreciate him calling in and chiming in. He hasn't talked to us in a while, but that's okay. And we are going to come back after the top of the hour break with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I know she's got a lot of stuff to say tonight. She's locked and loaded, as the case may be, to say a lot of things, and she's been kind of sitting on some stuff this week, so we'll let her go when she comes on back in here. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get to identify themselves and pay a few of their bills, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say. Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the...